So we left off yesterday, and I would like to complete this little piece of the sugya. We left off having explained Shitas Rashi as best as we could. So now I would like to take a look at Tosfos analyzes this question. E de matzi la dure, de lo matzi la dure. Finally, de matzi la dure, de ad chak. So, let's read this slowly. Moshe.
Okay. Kurush.
Let's read the small Tosfos first.
The small
Tosfos?
Let's read the headline.
So what is Tosfos saying here? He's explaining the words in the Hadre. But what was the Gemara stating? The Gemara is hunting for a case for Abaye of what?
Simultaneous.
I'm sorry, Adir?
That
Mis and Mammon are simultaneous, and therefore, according to Abaye, you say, come like the Rabbi Mineh. According to Rabbi, you don't say, come like the Rabbi Mineh. So the Gemara said that if it's a case, Matzila Dure, he could expel it from the Beis Ablia, which we see in a moment means with ease. So then, Nihadre, let him expel it. And therefore what? Therefore what?
The moment he doesn't expel it, he's Chayav.
And it hints to a step where there can be a Kinyan before the Chalos Yisam.
Okay, so it means that the Chiyav Mamon is somehow considered distinct or in time from the Chiyuv Misa. And the Chiyuv Mamon, as Shua suggests, means the Kinyan here. And that is distinct from the time of Misa. So Tosfos is trying to explain what is the distinction. He says, V'chilo mehadar chayev the Misa lapatrale de lo asya ad de bola legamre. So what is the time of Kinyan? Right, and from the language of Tosfos, it does not sound as if he's talking about the Kinyan Chatzer, that it's in his Beis Abliya and he could expel it. But rather, what is the Kinyan? And I said this yesterday, but I only realized this morning that Tosfos, in fact, seems to be working with this Nakuda.
He starts to swallow it?
Yeah. In other words, I would even say that based on the continuation of the Gemara, that when it reaches the stage of Lo Matzi Ladure, but you still haven't swallowed it Lagamre, so then, at that stage, you're Kona. And then when you're Bala Legamre, right, in other words...
And which Kinyan are you making then? Like
being Moxic? Yeah, I think that's the best way. You're grabbing. In other words, that it's in your mouth, somebody else put it there. But when you take it into your throat, and you might even go a step further, if you buy Rashi's thing, when you pull it down there, it's now Mimas. So you're Mazik. Maybe not in Mitzad Kin Chater.
And but, why would one want to say one over the other?
No, I know particular.
Why does Rashi throw in Mazik here unnecessarily? Rashi, like, Tosfos doesn't necessarily add which one it is.
He doesn't. Right, doesn't describe.
Why does Rashi really need to?
Well, I would say for Rashi, I mean, I would guess that the Rashi's explanation is, and I think that's the one we suggested yesterday. Not just because reading Rashi, but in other words, when you move it from Matzi Ladure to Matzi Ladure De'ad Chak, what happens then, according to Rashi and Tosfos, is that it becomes Mimas. Right? So if that's the difference between Matzi Ladure, and as if Mitzad Kinyan Chotzert on some level, it shouldn't, in other words, you shouldn't have to say what Tosfos said. Right? Because that, since Lo Balale Lagamre, that Misa doesn't come at the Balale Lagamre, right, if the issue is that right now passively you acquire through Chatzer, then that doesn't make sense. You don't have to. I mean, there's what's Balale Legamre. The bottom line is you're not Chayav Misa yet. You're choosing to hold on to it. It's Kinyan Chatzer. That, so Tosfos doesn't sound like he's saying the Kinyan Chatzer. And once you say that, so the question, and I don't know the answer to this question, do we have such an idea of grabbing something? Is that called, that's like a yacht, right? You use the term machzik. Is there such an idea because you grab it more in your throat than it was before? Is there such a thing?
Right, so according to Rashi at this point, he's made the habimin match the maskana a little better because they're both basically mus related.
Correct. In other words, In other words, I explain, elaborate in Rashi precisely that he's using the maskana. In other words, it's because the Gemara has this in between. In other words, there are three stages: beis abliya, matzila dure, beis abliya, matzila dure de'etcha, balua. So I suggested for Rashi, and Tosus might very well say the same thing, that when you move it from beis abliya matzila dure to beis abliya matzila dure rakay de'etcha, that at that time you are damaging the food, and that's your kinyan. Right, that's your hezek, but the chiyuv doesn't come till bli lagamri. I don't think Tosus is arguing Rashi here, but I think that he does by adding. Tosus elaborates by that expression on the balale. In other words, balale b'miksas from matzi ladura stage. Balale b'miksas, you're kone. I mean, maybe because you're mazeh. Balale lagamri, you chay misa.
That a lot of the Gemara, which seems to be saying slightly imperfect ideas in the Halamina, tend to be rarely colored by where the Gemara knows it's going. Like, we such a talk a little bit, and we're wondering why did we go for that one instead of other options. It sounds like because we have, it ends up being like that in the end, and I think here also. Why say Mazik not in the Halamina? Because Mazik works with Mazik in the Mazik.
That is possible. What you're saying is, I'll call it the foreshadowing a little bit. I mentioned this before in Shir. Editors in the Shas like to do that sometimes. Right? When they have any baye of the Amoraim and they fill in the Tutzdadim, they often fill in the Tutzdadim of the baye, they fill it in based upon the maskana of the Gemara. And sometimes it doesn't make sense in the continuation, which is really what you were complaining about in Rashi, of shifting from Mazik to Ganav to back to Mazik. So that could very well be. But I don't see any reason right now. I don't see the language is identical, but in terms of the mechanics and conceptually, Tosus might be agreeing with Rashi right now. In other words, there is Matzila Dure. When you move it from there to Matzila Dure Del Hak, that's when you're Kone through, let's say, your Hezek. But the until Bala Lagamre, that's when the Chiyav Misa comes. Yes.
Could you say that Tosus says that, because it's saying that using the same approach you just did with Rashi, but the three different places are Matzila Dore, Lo Matzila Dore, and then Bala Lagamre. And therefore, the Lo Matzila Dore is a very simple kinyan in the fact that you now made it impossible to bring back. So it obviously is a kinyan.
So I would say that. You mean, why not use that as the middle stage?
Well, why? I'm suggesting maybe Joseph does use that.
Well, I would just tell you the following. I'll tell you why you're right, but you're wrong. You know, maybe you could have, but before you get to Lo Matzi La Dure, you get to first Matzi La Dure De'et Chak.
The Gemara is not, there's no about that situation yet. That's enough scum.
You want,
and if you are, so. Well, exactly, it's enough scum.
I'll tell you why you don't want to say that. Because by the same token that if someone puts it for you against your will into a place where lo matzi la dure, you're not high. That's already, even though it's a good. I'm glad you asked that question. Even though it's not in your stomach yet, if it's a makom that's lo matzi la dure, it is in your stomach for all intents and purposes. Meaning it's eno ba'ola. In other words, because it's like, you know, we have a concept davar ome libatzer kibatzer dami, right? And that's really not the same. That's even less. That's a bigger chiddush than this. This is a lesser chiddush. We say that once somebody puts it into the makom that ef shel adure, it's eno ba'olam. Even though,
in terms of exactly, it's eno ba'olam in terms of being able to return it to that person anymore.
No, but so what
it's
I would
not
say.
So
one of the things that you're going to see in the Ritzbah. One of the things that you're going to see in the Ritzbah later. This idea that sometimes. It's all one action. And I think that everybody would agree. I think everybody would agree that once it's in the makom, that's E.F. Shaladure. You know, the only way... What's that?
That's the Ritzbah's Chiddush. I would argue that the Ritzbah disagrees with this.
No, the Ritzbah is claiming to... In other words, I'm suggesting that when one action must come after the other, you can't separate the two. Makom and Matzi Ladure means it's only a matter of moments before it's in the stomach. That's what Lo Matzi Ladure really means, in fact. And I would argue the only one, in other words, once a person, that even when you think about from the perspective of the Chi of Misa, You know, when is the person chayav misa? When he puts it, when he brings it into his throat in the position that he can no longer eject it, or when it reaches his stomach? And the answer is, there's no nafkamina. There is a nafkamina. What happens if someone fires a bullet and it kills him right before it goes down into the stomach? So he says, a nafkamina. Klape shmaya, was there an onesh? You know, will be nenashed, or did he violate the aver? You might be technically correct, but from our vantage point, those two are really inseparable.
Then why would Tosfos not use the language we already have in the Gemara?
What's that?
Why does he make up a new category of the Bala Lagamas and say the Lamatsi Ladori?
No, I didn't say he's chayev at that point. I'm just saying that once it reaches
the same point.
Because his bliya, technically, when it's bala lagamre, when it goes all the way down, is when he's chayev. Should a freak accident, which we do not generally take into consideration, happen, that it got stuck in his esophagus and never went down because he died in the interim, right? So under such circumstances, technically, he wouldn't have been chayev. He wouldn't have been chayev. But at, what's that?
I'm thinking you could choke on it.
No, once it's in the base bliya, you can't choke on it anymore. So once it's in a makom, that's iyeshel ladure.
I mean, if you're choking on it, you can't really get it back.
So I know, but iyeshel ladure doesn't mean you can't get it out of your mouth. In the context of in the case of you're choking on it, it is iyeshel ladure. You might be dead when we extract it, but it's not like it's gone down into your digestive tract, right? It's not going to get very far in the trachea. The trachea is not going to. I mean, you could aspirate food in theory, but typically speaking. The matzah means it's going down into the esophagus, right, and into the stomach. And the whole point is that once it's a makom that it's ef shel adure, Tosfos assumes it's eno ba'olam. It's gone. It's
but
like it's gone over the cliff.
Misa,
so, I'm arguing to you, Zach, that the two are essentially inseparable for the perspective of chronology. Even though the Ritzba is mechadesh, that in, the Ritzba wants to be mechadesh, that in a case where you know it's eshel only adet chak, and we have to talk about this because there's a big chiddush. The Ritzba is very difficult from a different perspective. Yeah, I don't know if you realize what's so difficult in the Ritzba, but what the Ritzba says on the surface is not so difficult. The idea that sometimes action are come like one after the other, that they're regarded as, for all intents and purposes, simultaneous. In fact, there's a lashon in Tosfos in Yuvamos. Alex, is Alex here? Tell him, what was the language that Tosfos, which seems to be the Ritzba's position in Yuvamos, what was the criteria? Which obviously would be totally counter to the sugya, if it taken literally, you remember? Toch kedei dibur. That's what Tosfos suggests there. The case that the Ritzba quotes as his proof text, right? The way Tosfos in Yuvamos formulates that, the chatach, you know, etzba o besakin, as long as it's toch kedei dibur, that would annihilate our entire sugya, right? Because unless you chew it, like, but if you pop it in your mouth and you swallow it, that's definitely toch kedei dibur. But the Ritzba, the chiddush of the Ritzba would be that even though you have actions matzah adura delcha, you can separate it. You have a choice not to swallow it. It's separable, and nonetheless, he wants to claim that that's called simultaneous. I think that everybody would agree that once you get it to the place that it's EF Shaladura, even though technically you're not chayiv yet, that is one action. So if your action were moving it from EF Shaladura to EF Shaladura, that, and that's when you become chayiv in the mamon, it's also when you become chayiv misa. It's like when you shoot the arrow on Shabbos, right? You're not chayiv till it lands. Right, I would even you could even make the following pill bowl for you. If I don't go pill bowl, right? What happens if someone performs surgery on you and inserts tray food into your stomach? Do you get malchus? No. Why not? You're not eating it. What's the definition of achila? The definition of achila means it's got to go in through your throat, into the esophagus, down into your stomach. Right? I assume if they also stick a thing into your esophagus and put it in there, that's also not called achila. Right, so just like by Shabbos, you have an akira and hanacha. By achilas macholas asuros or achilas mitzvahs, for that matter, you have a bliya and a meayim. The action is the swallowing, and it landing in your stomach is the avera. So once you put it into the and bliya means putting it in the throat in the place where it's got to go down. So that's why I think everybody would agree that that is like akira and hanacha of Shabbos. And that's why I think, I don't want to explain Tosfos the way you're suggesting, even though I have to make recourse to already knowing the possibility that the Gemara advances is the Teretz. you would have a better kasha against. I mean, right, okay, I would leave it at that for the moment. Alex?
It seems to me, I'm looking better right now. Talking about the thing. The Talkaday keyboard doesn't seem so far, doesn't seem so stretched to me, or far fetched to me, because in the case where both Masim require Matra, let's say, which could be a case of Kimba Duravamine, right?
Mammon doesn't require Hasra.
Right, but what about Malkus?
No, Malkus, that's one of them requires Hasra, but not the other. No, Malkus or Misa, you mean Malkus and Misa?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, minimally, you need to have enough time between the Malkus and the Misa to get Hasra for both, don't you?
No, the different question is, does the action have to...
you
could give him Hasra for both.
You're saying both at the very beginning?
Yeah. You could say, I don't know what's a case of Malkus, and whatever your case is, don't do this action, because if not, you're going to be Chayef Misa and Mamun.
Oh, I didn't know that's possible.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's the first tosis. Now tosis, so that's the tzad, imatzi ladurei nihadrei, and therefore the Chayef Mamun comes before the Chayef Misa, and therefore nobody would patio on the grounds of Kalmud Ravine, not even Abaye. The idalo matzi lahadurei, continue, you're not off the hook yet. You're not Yotzi with that Tosis, Moshe.
Right. V'idolo matzila adurei, am I chayav? Pirish bakuntris, am I chayav mita?
After all, you didn't. There's nothing you could do. So Tosis immediately jumps up and says,
V'kashel ari, d'loki kigon shemertzono meniach lo l'tchov, dehashta v'adai chayav mita.
In other words, who told Rashi this? Obviously, it must be Rashi's dealing with a case of onus. Rashi's dealing with a case of onus. Someone forcibly sticks the truma into his mouth. Right? They pry open his mouth. They stick it into the base of Lia. And so, who says that it's b'mezid? Maybe it's b'ratzon. And if Rashi is correct in his mahalach that's what the Gemara's question was, if it's being done beratzon, it's possible that you have your kamei dravni case perfectly here. Why? And you're not going to be chayev on to pay money. Because you don't spit it out. Why? Because you have no choice. You can't be. You didn't do anything. By the time you interact actively with the property here, it's already something. You're honest. You've nothing you can do about it, and therefore you're going to be potter on Misa. I'm sorry. You're going to be chayiv Misa. Right. You chayiv Misa. You're going to be potter on the mamon. When it's in your garon, but
Ella al hanas garono mea. Ella al hanas garono mea.
You'll be chayiv only for the hana that you get from it, not for the masakit. And when does that happen? Vahishata. Right. According to Rashi's reading, the Gemara had its answer. It was a case where he put it in. If Rashi's right that the Gemara's kash is am I chayiv misa. Well, then the answer to... But, obviously, Rashi assumes what? The simple reading is that you are chayav mamon. Which mamon are you chayav according to Rashi? I don't think Rashi says it's beferish. Right? It would be... You'd be chayav on hanas grona umeyav. So Tosu says if Rashi is right, then just turn the... If the Gemara is looking for a teretz, for a case, for a, that's an afgumit habayin and rabba, just say, okay, but we're talking about mirtzono. And mirtzono, you are chayav misa. And yet, in terms of you didn't do the gazelle because it was the guy put in your throat. He did the gazelle. You're chayav only in the hana. The hana comes at the same time as the misa, and poof, we have our case. Yes, Moshe, and then Dan.
Wait. So if Rashi's dealing with the case of onus, why should they be? Why should he say that you're chayav on the hana's corona?
Someone answer that question, please. No, because as Tosfos will observe here, Sarashi would say that at the end of the day, Zenene v'zelo chaser is chayiv. Rashi could say that.
Right, but he didn't have a choice. in being Nana. He was Onis.
But he was Nana.
Right.
And presumably he would have needed to eat other food. Right? Let's borrow this far from... if he didn't eat this now, he'd have to eat the different food to sustain himself. So instead he eats this. The bottom line is instead of eating three cupcakes now, he's getting only two cupcakes. So they're different. Well, cupcakes are probably expensive, but take your cheap food. And you know, instead of eating, you know, three rice wheels with cottage cheese... That was for you, Schlein. He'll eat only two, any of the TABC boys or by other student. I'm sorry, that's going to leave you out. So he'll have two rice wheels with cottage cheese now. Okay. I think he's probably the only person left in the world who, if he still does eat rice, I don't know if he still eats rice wheels with cottage cheese. But so the bottom line is that you do save. So that amount of savings, I don't have to give you, you know, the value of foie gras, you know, that volume. I could give you the rice wheels. Fine. Danny, what were you going to say?
So, how can you be chayav misatep in myself whatsoever? Like, it's very nice that it was beratzam that you wanted the guy to stick the food down your throat.
Who says you need maisa by misa? Malchus requires. Malchus requires a lav sheish b'maisa. Misa doesn't require it.
I mean, like, what are you chayav misa for?
For consuming truma. You had someone assist you. Okay, that's nice. Doesn't matter.
Why? If we're not looking at the maisa, then why? I feel like I always consider like the ones. Chiluk between onis and non-onis is in a case of where you actually do an action. If you're being chayav for consent.
No, someone puts a gun to your head and says, "Eat this chaylah, or I'm going to kill you." That's onis. You do an action.
So here
you're being punished for.
I mean,
onis.
I'm not saying that only. I'm saying I don't think that the issue when it comes to chayav misos generally, I don't think there's any chiluk. In principle, whether you perform the action with the assistance of someone else. I mean, it depends on the nature of the issue also. You can't have Chilul Shabbos without a Maisa because, by definition, it's not Chilul Shabbos unless you did something. Right? Passive happenings of Malacha that you don't do are not Malacha. But if the issue is consuming, eating something, look, if someone, if you might feed, just because someone is being fed doesn't mean they're not eating.
Also, if a nanosecond before... He starts shoving the food down your throat. You decide, no, I don't want this. Is that now onus suddenly? But you told him to do it.
Tchilaso baratzon masofa baonus. It's a new category in Ksubos. They have the reverse normally. Okay. This actually might be the college campus story today. Okay. Anyway, so...
What's the moment of...
No return?
Yeah, where did you commit the other era? By telling him to do it, or
right.
Telling him to do it, opening your mouth, letting him put it in there,
like
until he gets into the base of Leah.
No, there's got to be at one moment at which like
at which you change your mind.
That you are
so this could be. So I would say the following: if you tell him to stop and he keeps going, then you're honest.
How can you tell him to stop? You
gotta something in your mouth. Okay. Alternatively, you could invoke a category here. It is possible here. I mean, I don't know. That might be no different, you know, by Shabbos.
Do you even have Sarah for Mita Vida Shalai?
No.
I assume not.
Why not?
First of all,
number one,
so,
that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, though.
Yes.
The Rambam doesn't, and according to that, a chaver shouldn't require hasra, except for the Rambam paskins that a chaver requires hasra because lonitna hasra ala hakam and shogi lemezin. So we can explain that. At the end of the day, the hasra is required. A, it is required, so we know that you're doing it b'mezid. B, so that you understand the consequences of your actions. You have to be matir atzmo lemisa, matir atzmo lemalkos. Kimadumani, if I were there, I could pater everyone from Misa and Malkos on the grounds that any, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda, if you hold that you need him to say Afal Pikein, anybody who says Afal Pikein is a Shote, and is a Shote, he's pater min ha-mitzvahs. Okay, so just Malame Tzchus on a lot of people. But, so you don't require Hasra because presumably. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what your intent is, and if in fact you're totally oblivious to the nature of this issur, even though it's usur, he might indeed not punish you because you didn't realize it was such a severe issur. But bottom line is that you know the bochein levavos knows, so you don't need hasra. And it's hard to say, does he get misabi the shemaim? Because as Tosas pointed out, not all the people are rishayim and apikursim, they don't all seem to die. So Kadosh Baruch has his own cheshbonos. What? What's that? Eventually they do, yes. Okay. Yes, that's the proof of Kadosh Baruch, right? Because all the Arvarianim eventually die. Good theology there. All right.
The Gemara said there were four people who weren't Arvarianim who died.
Okay. No, that's Machlokes. It's Machlokes. Yesh chet misa belochet yesh yisurim belavna. It's a Machlokes. Okay. Anyway, yes, it is.
So if this was, I don't know if this case exists, but if there was a case in which there was misas based in, is there a case in which misa is based in on a something that has no ma'isa?
Yes, megadef. And there's definitely kares on things that have no ma'isa also. Pesach and Mila. Mila's a funny one. You're dead when you get the kares, but Pesach's fair. Mila only chayav kares when you die without a Mila. So okay, I guess all of my boss.
There's at least a clear sh'as.
What's that?
There's at least a clear sh'as. That's a separate issue.
I could define a point. My point simply is chatas requires a maisa, but karis doesn't. And I don't know that misa is based in. The reason why chatas requires a maisa is why? Because the Torah says asher lo se'asena v'ashem, right? So it requires a maisa. But I don't know. Again, virtually every misa is based in doesn't involve you doing something, but happens to be at achila, and there are no achilos that get you misa is based in. But achila or hana, presumably.
Except for Mises based.
Mises based. So no, there are a few achilas that have karis. What? It's not even karis, it's Mises based shemayim.
What
up? Unless you ask me, Ben Noach, it might be chayav on all things, but Yisrael is not chayav. Avraham Ben Chayav is a lav.
Is it a lav that's in the Torah other than Ben Noach?
It's both in Re'eh and in Noach. The same sort of lav.
Well, do we say that
the
like
Fidei
Noach is like also
applies
to
Jesus
that they have to repeat
it
again?
That's its own discussion. Okay. All right. So again, you want to know what is that? What is the moment of decision? I presume that I don't know. It doesn't really matter. We could give various definitions at which point you're liable because, in other words, look, if I shoot, see, there's an interesting kasha. What happens if I shoot an arrow on Shabbos and I change my mind after I shoot it? So there's an interesting din. If I shoot an arrow b'shogeg on Shabbos, not realizing it's Shabbos, and it's on its way, if I remember before it does the hanacha, I'm pater. You have to be shogeg mitchil etzov. It's a gemara at the end of the 11th perek of Shabbos, and the perek hazorei. But that's a kind of unique din. I think that if I shoot a bullet at someone, I shoot a missile. I wish I hadn't done that. I don't think we say, "Oops, I'm a shogeg now," right? And by murder, it'd be shogeg karb lemezid, obviously. Anyway, but we wouldn't say that I'm certainly not shogeg gomor, and I'm not even sure it'd be if I shoot the arrow after the hasra, and then as soon as I shoot the arrow, I start, you know, clapping, you know, alchets and then ashanu bagadnu. I don't think that exempts me at all, right? I did the action already. So here, I think part of the question is up until the point where you could stop the person. If you have charata before, then you should have stopped the person. If you didn't have charata before, then you mean there's a point at which you can't communicate anymore. I guess you could still say you're not chayiv yet because because he could still stop it. He just doesn't read your mind. So that might be analogous to the shogeg case. It might be that you're considered onus or shogeg if it's too late because you can't communicate with him or something like that. But I don't think that really materially affects this question. But the bottom line is that that you chayav misa because the act was consummated, and it was done with your intent, permission, and willingness. And that's sufficient for the misa purposes. So, okay. So Tosus wants to know, according to Rashi, the Gemara had a ready-made case. Namely, when you ask him to do it b'mesed, he puts it in your throat. So you're not chayev at that point. You're not chayev mamon because you didn't do anything. Mabonos, you're not chayev passively. I'm not going to get into the question of dina de garme, but in this case, there's a clear culprit. The guy who stuck it in, he's chayev on the mamonos. You're pater because you didn't do anything. You're chayev misa. You're not chayev misa in principle, possibly, because you willingly participate in this act. But you're not chayiv misa when he's tochev it in your garon into the place that lo matzi ladura, you're not chayiv misa yet, because should a freak accident happen, or should you drop dead, and somehow the kazayis of truma never makes it down to your stomach, you actually are not chayiv misa. Okay, if you died in the process, you're dead, so that's kind of irrelevant. But if let's say somebody came running in with a special scope and just grabbed it at the last second, but that's not normal. That's sort of out of the ordinary. You technically would be pater. That's not something that's in anybody's control to do normally. Or you had an involuntary hiccup that expelled it, even though it's not something easy to control. So then we would say that you're not chayiv on the misa until it gets to the me'ayim. And when it gets to the me'ayim, now that you've had hanas gorona umeyav, now you're chayiv on the hana. And let's assume for the moment the assumption would be that zenena. It may be zenena v'zelo chaser, but you're chayiv that way. I don't want to say zenena v'zelo chaser, because once he stuck it into your beis hablia, there's no more chisaron for the other guy. It's already right now. We're assuming it's already ma'us, it's avud even. Let me take it back. It's Zenev and Zelchaser, right? Zenev and Zelchaser, but Rashi might say Yechayev. What's the din, by the way? Anybody know what the Maskana of the Gemara is? Any of you look at that sugya? What? I think so. I mean. I think the Maskana, it's a Machlokas Amaram. I think the Maskana is your Pater. If I'm not mistaken. It's a fun sugya. It's a fun sugya. All sugyas are fun, we shouldn't say, but this is a particularly fun sugya. Okay. Where was it? The beginning of the... The Gemara's Maskana sounds like when they asked the Kasha, Shalchei Rav Abba Bar Zavda, the top chalap, the Mori Bar Mar, Boy Mei Rav Huna, Hadar B'chatzav Chavir Shalamidat, Tzorach Lahalas L'Schar Lo, Ad Hachi Nachnav Shei Rav Huna, Amali Rabba Bar Huna, Hachi, Amar Abba Mori Shmei the Rab, Ena Tzorach Lahalas L'Schar, Id Mar Nami, Amar Chia Bar Abin, Amar Rav, Amar Lama Chia Bar Abin, Amar Rav Huna, And then when you get to the end of the story, the story from Nachman, who was the master of the Dayanim, really, about the guy who built the Apadna on the garbage dump of the Yisomim. So the Gemara thought, oh, and Nachman basically made him pay. So the Gemara thought, does that mean that he holds Tzara Chalas Laschar? And the answer is no. It was Zenenev Zechaser in that case, because the Yisomim used to rent it out to people. Now that he built his mansion on their land, Yisomim couldn't rent it out to that person, so Nachman wanted to pay rent. And when he refused to pay rent, he foreclosed on the mansion. So the Maskana Gemara certainly sounds like Zenenev Zechaser is Potter.
But
Correct. But so you could read Tosis as just asking, I want to be Yotzei Oshitos. It's not so strange to say if Rashi's thinking at this point the sugya is working with the assumptions. Zenenev Zechaser is a Zelochaser Chayiv. It's not inconceivable. Okay, so now Tosis continues. Venir in the Re. Moshe Yerup. So that happens all the time, right? And when you read continuously, so you don't forget, but when the discussion goes on. Go ahead.
Yes.
Albert, if you want to get water.
Nira Lavi, Dehache Perusha, Amaycha Lamon, Vahari Hu Lo Gazlo.
All right, so the Kasha of the Gemara, and you can tell from this comment, it's not Chai Misa, we understand. The kasha of the Gemara is, why is he chayev? Any money. You know, as you want to say, he's chayev mamon but pater because he'll come like the rabbi minei. But if it's lo matzi in the la dure, misa we understand he was a willing participant, and he did he's the one who got the hana that the Torah prohibited, the hana sachila. He is chayav misa. But why should he be chayav mamat at all? That you would even say kum lev drav mina. And why is he not chayav mamat? Tosis explains the who arehu. So number one, and this Rashi agreed to certainly, and it was clear, he didn't steal anything. Who stole? The guy who stuck it in his mouth. Who was Mazik? The guy who stuck it in his mouth into a place in the Beis HaBeil, Al-Matzi La-Dure. Okay, who knocked it out of the ballpark, basically. Put it out of the world. Put it in an irretrievable place. That was the part that Tosas thought we would have. Tosas thought, according to Rashi, you should be chayav on the Hana. Tosas read Rashi as saying, am I chayav Misa? We understand why he's chayav mamon. We don't understand why he's chayav Misa. So what mamon did Rashi think he was chayav? The Hana. So Tosas, you got it all wrong. The question is, am I chayav Misa? We know, because it's Birtsono, not Ba'onis, the way Rashi would read. But why, but the Gemara's question is, why is he chayav any mamon? And so Tosas, what mamon would that be? It would be the Hana. So the Gemara says, Hana salam chayav. Why? The Afa got the Amrinan. Right, so if you steal from someone food and then someone else eats it, so the Gemara says you can the Nigzal can collect from either one. Satosa says, so that's why you would have said that you should be able to collect from this guy something. Satosa says, no. Why? Hainu dafka. Right, so that's because when the second guy comes along and eats it, he becomes a gazlan on it. At that point, it was still returnable when he ate it. He, by his eating, he made it unreturnable. He destroyed the object. He consumed the object. That's why you can collect from either one. You can collect either from the person who stole it in the first place, or you can collect from the person who ate it, who performed the fact, with intention or not, the second masa gazela. But here, but the point Tosis makes is that once basically the object is eno ba'olam, it doesn't exist anymore. Right? If it were, everybody would have understood, I think, that if you put it in his stomach, right, directly, not that you can, but if you put it in his stomach directly, and then he first. Whatever happens after that, well, guess what? It's already oven minolam. It's gone. It's like throwing it off the cliff. In fact, the Gemara at the beginning of the sugya of Zenen of Zelchaser tries to use the Mishnah as a raya. The Mishnah that I mentioned, right? That if you put your barley down in the Rosh Hasharabim and the animal eats from it, that you, even though you put on the nezek, you have to pay the Demei Hanah. So one of the Amorim wanted to use that as a raya that Zenen of Zelo Chaser is Chayev. So and the other Amora accepted it. He made a deal. He said, he had a little joke. You have to be Meshamish me. Okay? And I'll tell you where the Mishnah is. So the Gemara says he was really lucky that the other Amora didn't body slam him because it was a terrible raya. Why is it a terrible raya? Because it's Zenen of Zelo Chaser. What do you mean Zenen of Zelo Chaser? I lost my barley. That's a case of Zenem Zechaser. Of course you have to pay for the Hana. So the Gemara said that you might have thought that what he would have said is that it's a good raya, because since he put it in the Rosh Hasharabim, it's like Afkure Mafkar Lahu, and therefore it's really Zenem Zechaser. So Tosis points out there, I alluded to this yesterday in Shir, it can't mean that it's Mamish Mafkir. If the Bailam were Mamish Mafkir, the barley, if that's what it really meant, if the mamish mafkir the barley because put there in shes harabim, it's not zenene. It's not even relevant to zenene v'zelo chaser. It's less than that. If you throw your object away in the garbage, and now I go and you throw away food. Let's say I think it's edible, and I go eat the food. Am I chayv to pay you because I was nene? The answer is of course not. Zenen of Zalu Chaser is only when you're nene for my object. Once I'm afkir, it's not my object anymore. Once it's oven mina olam, it's not my object anymore. So that's what Tosis is saying here. That that once the guy puts it in a makom de lo matzi la dure, you're not chayev on the Gezel / Kinyan because you didn't do that. That was the other guy who stuck it in. And you're not Chayev on the Hanah because when you were Nene from it, it was already offered Mina Olam when you entered the picture. So that's what Tosa says, the Kash of the Gemara. Am I Chayev? Why are you Chayev? Okay, and if that's the case, again, Avalhacha de Bishosh is a Nene Menu Kvar who offered Mina Olam. Shehu b'makom de lo efshel aduri, ein lo alasheni klum. It's like you threw it off the cliff. Yeah.
The Gemara that they quote, it doesn't seem to make any difference between Gezel and Hana.
Correct. Tosus formulates it as when this second one stole it. But all it means is that if you have an object, if you steal my hamburger, and then Zach and goes and eats it, even if he eats it because you say you want to enjoy the hamburger, it's mine, he's still a Gazlan. He's a Gazlan Bishoge, because that hamburger still belongs to me. Is Gazal Valonis Yashu by them, and when he eats it, he's stealing my hamburger. He's not a bad guy. He's a good guy. He's Kashula Edis. You for stealing would be Pasul Edis, but he's Kashula Edis. But it's still Gesel.
Yeah, but Tosa says, like, before the Nikon of the Gemara, that this case is definitely not Gazlan because he didn't steal
it. Because he didn't do it. In the case of when Zach eats my hamburger, for sure he did it. Right? So that's what. But Tosa's point is more than that. In other words, it's not just that I did get Hanas Grono Me'ayim, but nonetheless, that's only because the object only chayim if the object was extant before. If it's Zenene, even if it's Zelo Chaser, even if, as Tosus will say later, let's say I could get it back. Let's say Matzeh Ladure, but it's Ma'os already. Matzeh Ladure De'adchak, the way Rashi and Tosus read. So at that point, the object is Ba'olam, but if I swallow it, you're not Chaser, because it's not worth anything. At least right now we say it's not worth anything. But you are being nene from my object and no loss to me. So then you can at least talk about what's the din by zenene of zelo chaser. But here you can't even talk about zenene of zelo chaser. It's zenene from something that doesn't belong to you because it's off of my olam. It's like being nene min a hefker. Adir, you had a question?
The reason in the Baba Kama case that he can collect from this second guy is because of that he stole it, not because of the hana that he got from it, right?
Correct. So you're highlighting very well that it's not a perfect analog, but it's a kal v'chomer. In other words, Tosus is saying, Tosus' kasha was, look, here the reason why you might think I should be chayv hanah, you know why? Because even though someone else stole it, so if I am nene from it now, I should have to pay for the hanah, just as if someone else stole it and then you steal it, you have to pay the gezel. So if someone else stole it and I'm nene from it, I should have to pay the hanah. That was really the analog. It's not... What? In other words, I don't want to call it, let's not call it Kal v'chomer, but it's perfectly analogous. In other words, the idea is that what Tosus was trying to suggest based upon that Gemara is that just because you perform the Maaseh HaGzeila doesn't mean someone else can't incur financial liability when they then do something to the object. Let's put it that way. Now, in the case of you steal the object, someone else comes along and eats it, they are performing a Maaseh HaGzeila on the object, even unknowingly. And what's the din? Are they chayv on the Maaseh Geza, whatever the chiyuv of Geza would be or not?
Yes.
So if you now steal it, but I am nene in its chisaron, or even in its non chisaron, doesn't really matter. If I am nene, so we can say that I am chayv to pay the demei hana because I was nene from your object. Even if I'm not treated as a gazlan. Why am I not treated as a gazlan? Because by the time the guy stuck it in my throat, it was already damaged goods. But I do get hanah from your damaged goods. Therefore, I have to pay, just as you would have said, just as the gazlan, the gozel min ha-gazlan has to pay for the gzela, the nene min ha-gazlan, or nene achara gazlan, has to pay the hanah. It's not, I don't think it's an unreasonable analogy. Think about it. So in other words, they're not exactly the same case, but they represent the same concept, that just because you stole something, if someone else does something to the object that you stole, they can be liable. So if they stole the object, they can be liable for the full gzela. And why are they chayav? Why is he, if he stole my hamburger and you ate it, why are you liable for the full object?
In Baba Kama?
In Baba Kama.
That's just because he stole it. Because a Baba Kama.
So the point is, it's my hamburger still. If he stole it and I had yeyosh, so that's a different story. The Gemara is only misyash about it. But if I wasn't misyash, it's my hamburger wherever it is. And therefore, when you eat it, you're eating my hamburger. Okay, so you're not a bad guy, but he did violate the Maisa Geneva. So of course you're chayv on the Geneva. Why? Because it's my object. So the same thing here, that when the Gazlan comes, when the Tochev comes and sticks it in there, he that I didn't do a Maisa Gezela, but the bottom line is, I am Neneh from the object, and whose object is it? The answer is, it's your object. I am Neneh from your object, even if you are not Chaser, and certainly if you are Chaser, but it's possible this is Zeneh Nevezeh Chaser.
But this has nothing to do with the concept of paying for
Hanah.
That's not what this Gemara is trying to say. Well, it's not what Tosfos is bringing this Gemara.
No, Gemara is not talking about paying for Hanah. It's talking about that when... that even though the Gazlan is theoretically liable, right, the Gazlan in this case, look, if this guy, the guy who stuck the thing in my mouth, if you are the Nignav, you can go to that person and you can demand full payment from the Gazlan. And the Gazlan says, well, he got Hanah, I said, you can say, I don't care, you stole it from me, pay back. You deal with him. You have an issue, you deal with the swallower.
That's not what it seems that Tosfos is bringing it for. He's bringing it as like a question.
Yes, because you might have thought that just as there, you would have said by analogy that just as there, the Gozel Ahar Gazlan has to pay the Gzela, so to here, the Nene Ahar Gazlan has to pay the Hana. Tosfos says wrong. The Nene Ahar Gazlan doesn't have to pay the Hana because he's being Nene from Hefker, in effect. It's Eino Ba'ola. In other words, if you steal my hamburger and then you throw it off a cliff, and Moshe does a massive dive, and he goes and in midair grabs that hamburger out of the air and eats it, he's not chayv. I can't be toveh from him. I can only be toveh from you because when he ate that hamburger, from the vantage point of the me, I was yeosh and a tefker. Okay, so you're right. This is not the case of a comma is not about. The Hana, it's about Gezel, but the whole notion is that just because the first person who stole it is liable in theory for the full value, doesn't mean that the person after him, who's either Gozel or Nene, can't be Chayev as well. But Tosa says, in our case, Tosa says, even though it's true in general, that if you're Gozel and I'm Nene, maybe I would be Chayev to pay the Hana. In this case, no, because once you finish Gozeling it, right, it was already offered min ha'olam, and therefore I'm being Nene min ha'hefker. And from Nenem and Hefker, it doesn't matter that it once was your object. Even Zenenev Zelo Choser, who is Chayev, even if you hold it's Chayev, or Zenenev Zeh Choser, which is certainly Chayev, has to be from your object. If it's not your object, you're Mafkir your object, I don't have to pay you any Hana.
You have to already understand the concept of being Nenev from someone's object, you have to pay for it.
But if you destroy it, you get Hana. Yeah, that's a reasonable proposition.
You're
being Nene from someone's either Chisaron or maybe even not. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Tosfos not right. He assumes you already know that.
Yes. Okay. I would say the following. The simple, right now, Tosfos is working with the assumption that Zenenev is a Chaser Chayef. Later, he's going to wake up and say, oh, wait, but what if you hold Zenenev as a Chaser?
Later. Tosfos doesn't later wake up and say
No. The reason why right now we can assume Zenene Vizelo Chaser is on some level it doesn't really matter at this point. Right? The bottom, even in Tibsalomar, Zenene Vizelo Chaser Chayim, here it's irrelevant. Because here, even if it was Zenenev Zeh Chaser, it's irrelevant because he's not Chaser, because it's not his. So you don't have to know that, so you can just assume that whatever Hana I get from your property, when it's not your property anymore, I'm not going to pay anything. Okay? Later, Tosfos is not going
to...
Within the Maskana of the Gemara, that by Matzi La Durei Adei Adchak, that indeed you are Chayev on the Hana. Now the question is, what's going on there? Because isn't that Zenenev Zeh Lo Chaser? That's where the sugya now has to be discussed. But right now you don't have to. Right now you can just assume that if it's not your object, it doesn't matter what hana I get from it, I'm not chayav to pay anything.
But the
havamina was that if I'm nene from your stuff, it's a simple havamina. I'll get into this. I'm nene from your stuff, you know. And right now we'd even say there's a chisaron. We haven't gotten to the idea that it was nimas when you put it in my mouth. Right now we're talking about it's impossible to pull back. It might not be nimas, but it's impossible to pull back. Therefore, I can't be chayev on the gezel, but I could be because I didn't do it. But I can be chayev because I did get hana. And we don't have to go into the particulars. Only later does Tosfos, once we establish the case, then we can already where you actually are chayiv, except for maybe if you come later drabine, then we could talk about why you're chayiv. And is that really true? Because after all, is it zenev is a chaser, is it zenev is a lo chaser, and so on. Stop here. The rest of the Tosos is basically perish, almost the rest of it, of why the Ritzpah assumes this way. But this is the crucial line. The substance is this line, which is, of course, the Gemara knew it wasn't Meiratzon, because when he puts it in his mouth, Meiratzon, as soon as it's in his mouth, he's Kona right then. Now, why do you say he's Kona right then? So now the next few lines are just discussing why does there, and it's a very interesting in its own right. It's a mini sugi in its own right, the business of Yachol and Natko, Laviyu Elav. But it's really a sidebar here. Right? The point is that, that it can't be, the Shas knows it can't be talking about Shetoche lo bakorcho, de Shetoche lo mitzono, miyad kishemesim befir lo hadre, kina miyad aschayev onsen, v'ein boin ke'echon. One second. And then skip down to the last full line in Tosos, ulakach pshitale. We'll read the middle part in a second. Okay, but therefore, ulakach pshitale la shas.
Ulakach
pshitale
la shas, deva'ones mairi.
And as he agrees with Rashi that it's onus, that it's a case where he forces it into his mouth. V'hachi perusha onus who?
Upatur mimito umamam.
Danan sade.
Lo nichale ba'achilas isur.
All right. So Tosus doesn't really. Does the Ritzbah say the same as Rashi?
No.
How does he differ from Rashi? Right. The mamam. Right. The Ritzbah suggests that amai chayev is both the misa and the mamam. So the misa. Well, so now the question is, why would you say he's pater? Well, the misa we'd say he's pater on because he didn't want to eat it. And then why is he pater on the mamon? For what Tosus just said. In other words, if the guy put it in a place, the lamatzi ladure, so it doesn't matter what hana he got. I would like to explain that way. But the question is, danan sa'ded loni chalei b'achilas sisir, which part is that explaining? What's that, the misa or the hana, or hana's mama? Why do you say that?
Because that's the only way
answering
by saying, is that chayv
mamon?
Because
he says, upater on, it says, upater mi misa umamon. Then I don't know.
We already know why he's putting on misa. He's explaining kishidas rashi. That's pasha. But if he's an onus, he's pater for misa. Why is pater for mamon? I got hana. Well, because he didn't get any hana. It's lo michal and delach lesister.
Good. So I think that, firstly, Rashi doesn't say that. Remember, Rashi, by saying, amai chayv misa, onusu, suggests that he would be chayv mamon. In that respect, the Ritzbah agrees with Tosos. That he wants to explain why is he pater from the why is he pater now? So he doesn't say like Tosos with this Hezber of Eina Ba'olam. He gives a very different explanation, which is it's not called Hana. Which is very interesting because I guess what you would say is the following. You know, the reason why it was called Hana until now is because look, you enjoyed it. Now, the bottom line is, it wasn't my plan, but you put yummy, tasty food down my throat into my stomach. It's good. But he's basically saying that if it's machalas hasuras, it's not yummy, tasting food. It's repulsive to the person.
Is it really what we thought hana was until now, not the objective sustenance?
So I thought that it's the sustenance, and more importantly, the need to not eat any more food. And the truth is, you know, you wonder also whether it would be shaykh in this day and age, most of us eat too much. You put more food on our plate, we'll just eat whatever's on our plate. So today I'm not sure that one could really make that argument that there's hana in one more morsel, because I'll probably go ahead and eat a full meal anyway. But maybe for them that the food supplies
so
were more scarce.
It's only hana is grown up.
What's that?
It's only hana is grown up. And therefore this would be that he's not enjoying the fact that he's got a swallow as a school sister. It's
sounds like it's primarily hana is grown up. Yeah.
When the second condition is Yishlech Dvaravera, it concludes that even according to Mazam Reddit, Yishlech Dvaravera wouldn't apply for Machal Sisurus because he's getting Hana.
Correct. But the point. No. No, Ein Shliach. No.
Shliach doesn't mean he's doing a Shliach.
Shliach, you're asking a klutz kasha. That's the kasha is so klutzy I almost want to make you stand up and think about why that kasha makes no
sense. I know why you think it's klutzy, and I think I have an answer why.
All right, so I'll explain to you all why it's klutzy, and he'll explain why. Ein shliach d'var aveira, yilei shliach d'var aveira, means when the shaliach did the aveira and not me. Here, I did the aveira. I'm the one who ate it.
Exactly.
I ate it through your physical assistance. But that you can't talk about yesh shlich d'arveh, ein shlich d'arveh. You as the shaliach did not eat machal sasuros. I as the mshaleach ate the machal sasuros. And you are not my shaliach.
Wait, what?
I send you to go kill someone. I am the mshaleach. I don't do anything.
Right.
You were the shaliach. You do the aveira. You kill someone. Here, I asked you to put the food in my mouth. I am the one who eats it. In other words, I, the mishaleach, who ask you to put the food in my mouth, I am the mishaleach, and I do the aveira. You're not a shaleach who does the aveira. You might be violating the fnei iver. You're not violating, you know, chazor le'och hakodesh. I'm violating. So the mishaleach, you can't talk about yesh shaleach, ein shaleach, the aveira here.
No, but
the shaleach didn't do anything.
I'm not bringing up the kaz of shaleach here. That would be a klaz kasha.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be really. No, I'm saying that in that sugya. And in that sugya, it says that like that you get hana from achal sasiros. That's the only question I'm asking.
No, you can't. The Rishon's not disagreeing that you can get hana from achal sasiros. He's saying this guy who was an anus is
right. And as if you don't, if you're
guy,
choosing
the
not,
guy, but the shaliach in that or the shaliach in that case, right? The one that we decide is not a shaliach. The one who's actually doing the consumption.
Yes.
Would at least assumably be under the impression that he's not violating anything by doing it. He thinks that all the onesh goes to the other guy when he's eating this food because he was sent as a shaliach to do it. As ridiculous as that,
the Gemara has not. And this is Zenon and Zemeschayev case, but
the Gemara specifically says that according to the Manza Amar, that each shaliach of Baravira,
right?
That even though that Manza Amar would be Mechayev.
That you wouldn't say by Zenon and Zemeschayev, right? In other words, if one guy is Nena, you can't be Mechayev the other guy.
That guy's operating under the assumption what he's doing is not Masri.
Okay. But the bottom line, he's doing it willingly anyway. He gets physical hana'ah from it.
Well, this guy's physically doing it anyway. He's getting hana'ah from it.
He's not doing. Someone else is. Well, if he does baratzo?
What?
No.
Immaterial. He doesn't, in this case, the person is consuming the food. According to the other shittos, he's getting hana'ah out of the fact that he's consuming the food. And according to the Ritzvah, he's not getting hana'ah because you don't get hana'ah from machal.
No.
If you don't intend to violate an isur and it's a machal asur.
No. There's a difference between thinking what you're doing is mutter, you know, versus someone forcing you to do something you don't want to do, where what you're doing is mutter because you really didn't do anything you were forced. The point is, when a guy thinks, even if he thinks it's a mutter, and he eats it, he gets hana'ah from it. He gets hana'ah from it because it tastes good. But a person who thinks it's repulsive, regardless of what the taste buds might say to any person who didn't think that it was asr, for him, it's abominable. He doesn't get hana. If he could, he would vomit it.
I mean,
what Tosa is saying is that he's not nene from the achila because he doesn't want to do it and someone's forcing him. The truth is, you could not nene. Tosa is saying like this, theoretically, if you forced me, it doesn't have to be machal sasuros, if you forced me to eat asparagus, which I don't want to eat and I find to be disgusting, that's not hana'ah either. So sometimes I can find something to be repulsive because my taste buds seem to have a negative association.
What do you mean it's not hana'ah for you if you are forced to eat asparagus?
If someone forced feeds me a food that I find to be disgusting, I'm not nene from it.
No, there's no hana'ah to me. That's why there's about so novel.
As someone said, he believes that there's no hana'ah involved in a case where the food you really don't want to eat. See, if someone fed me against my will, let's say I was a little full, but someone fed me a cupcake, so my stomach, I didn't want to eat the cupcake, but I enjoyed it.
But here, he's
claiming that you don't even get hana'ah from it. Forget the fact that he's not thinking about the hana'ah. He's not thinking of the hana that I don't have to eat more food. He's thinking of the hana A, that it tastes good going down, and B, that my stomach feels full. I feel full. That's enough.
That's a form of hana. Then I'm saying.
The Ritzvah is saying that you don't get hana because even though physically speaking there's a taste there that might be positive for some people, and physically speaking your stomach is not grumbling anymore, in your head that's all repulsive because someone just force fed me machal sasur.
Okay, so that's the response finish, right?
Yes.
That even though you are physically more sated, that is in your head that it's not a form.
Correct.
Okay. So
What does that have to do with the guy who eats the food because someone asked him to because he thinks it's a mutter? What does that have to do with whether he doesn't? He gets hana from it.
Okay, but
even if we fooled him because he thinks it's a mutter, it's not a. I don't think that's a.
I mean, look, is it an exact parallel? Doubtful, but
you want me to absolve you of klutz kasha status? Barely so.
If you still think that makes it a klutz kasha, then I'm just going to differ on with just going to differ on the definition of klutz kasha.
Fine. Okay. So it wasn't. It was just a bad question. It's a bad analog. It's always you can always ask questions, but it's a bad analog. It's a good question, but a bad analog. Okay. Fine. Now, why did the Ritzbah think it could the Gemara? So now I just want to fill in the piece. So the Ritzbah's idea is like Rashi that it's ba'onis, and you potter on the Misa, and you potter on the Mamon. You potter on the Misa because you're honest. You potter on the Mamon and the Hanah of the Mamon because Mistama, not the way Tosfos said, not because it's Eino Ba'olam on Yunene, but rather you potter on the Mamon because, on the Hanah, because that's not Hanah. You find it to be disgusting. You don't want to eat the Machal Sasuras. How does the Ritzbah know that it couldn't have been a case where he put it in Baratzon? So now, he says, because you would have been Kona. He says, Mistama, the Gemara knew, that if he did it Baratzon, Kishemesim b'fiv lo ahadra kanami adeshai v'onsin, v'aim v'ayin k'achad. Now why? Now let's read that part, Moshe. The Mistama, go back now, about six lines before the end of this Tosos. The Mistama.
Yes, the Mistama manicha b'fiv.
Right. The way we do this is, first I put it in your mouth, and then I take my finger, I stick it on the piece of meat in your mouth, and I feel around until I push it into your throat. So therefore, when I put it into your mouth, Tosa says, that's when, and I put it into your mouth before I put my finger on it, I drop it in, open your mouth, open wide, drop it in, and now I push it around. So when I dropped it in, you're chayev. And it, now, why? And what's the kinyan? Chatzer, something like that. Yad, machzik bo.
He says yad.
Okay, fine. What? Okay. Fine. Vim tim saloma. Where did was?
Yeah.
No, I put it on a skewer and I slowly insert that into your mouth. So remember, who's holding on to it? Me. Now that's a question. I'm holding on to it, but it's in your airspace. So Nanatosis explores that. Mikomakom. Send my chater, and therefore I'm chayev on it, despite the fact that you still have a string attached to it. Now, those you know Gittin know that if the husband throws his wife a get and she grabs onto the piece of paper, but she's not holding it so solid, and he goes, whoosh, just kidding. That she's not Megureshes. Why not? The answer is, and she's not Megureshes until she grabs onto it in a way that he couldn't yank it out. Why? Because it's not Krasus. So Efshelenatko, she's not Kona the Get. So Tosa says, well, if you have it on the Kush, the stomach, I could grab it out and pull it out. Now, of course, the answer, so the Ritzbah could have said, well, Mistama, he closes his mouth around the skewer once you put it in, and therefore, if you pull the skewer out, what happens? The skewer comes out, and the food stays in it. But let's just say he leaves his mouth open. So the Ritzbah says, the Dafka, so this is the important, this is the other sugya, that now he gets to talk about when does Nyachal and Nakal of Elef count. So he says, the Dafka. All right, you know, if I, just in the interest of time, I realize I want to get to the other Tosfos. So you read the rest of the Tosfos. Basically, Tosfos says the idea of Yachal and Nakal of Yetzlo is a din unique in get. It doesn't apply here. So that if you're holding on to the thing in my mouth, if you could yank it, even if you could yank it out, and I wouldn't be able to stop you, I'm still Kona Mitzad Kini Chatzar. And minimally, Tosfos said, then at least I'm Kona Mechza. Even if you want to argue I'm not Kona Lagamre, Zed Kona Mechza. So at least be high of something. And that would have provided, and therefore the Gemara knew that the Kinyan took, and as any part that would stay in my mouth, I'd be Kona half, and therefore I'm Mischayev already on the Gedeva then, before it gets to the Beis HaPliya. All right. So now, there's a three different approaches in how to read this line. I mean, the Ritzbah and Rashi are similar, but fine. So now the Gemara says, Lo tzrich lematzeh du'ei de'adcha. I will take over just because I would like to finish this today. I don't want to leave you hanging over Yom Kippur. So So Tosfos says v'hashta. So Rashi explained that it's lo matzi the matzi la duray de'achak. So the nezek takes place. The nezek takes place when you put it into that place, because if I spit it out, it's already ma'os. So the only thing I'm chayav on is when I swallow it, when I'm getting hana. And when I swallow it, I'm getting hana, I'm chayav in the hana. I'm also chayav misa for that same action. And since misa and mamon are coming at the same time, if you hold, like Abayi, that misa be d'shamayim, you say, come le b'drabne, according to Mechunya, then you pater. That would be the nafkumin between Rav and Abayi. So Tosfos says, v'hashta, l'kel l'mimr d'nehadre, no point in spitting it back out, the imar v'ichem b'ayin l'mekach, the kvar nimasu, hilkach l'kachiv mamon ela yidei hanas me'av, v'oz boin ke'achot, v'afal pishe chaveru gezala. Now, you might say, but wait, his friend did the theft. Remember what Tosa said in the previous Tosa? It's that Tosa says that if your friend did all the nezek and the gezel, and it's eino ba'olam, so then you are patur from even the hana. So Tosa says no. Alpha gav shachayr gezara ho v'yochal achzira. You can spit it out if you really want. Havi kemoshi v'ein v'areu bola v'neneba. It is still ba'en. And therefore, when I am nene from you, now for the moment we're assuming, what is this a case of? Zenen of zechasa or zenen of zelochasa? Zenen of Zillo Chaser, because it's mimis, it's worthless to the violent, Tosa said, but it's still extant. It still exists. And I could mean I could expel it, and here's your piece of meat. It's damaged, but it still exists. It's, you don't want to eat it now, because it's maus. Nonetheless, it's Adayin Ba'olam, and therefore when I am nene from this piece of meat, when I swallow it, I'm being nene from your property, which is Odenu Ba'olam, and therefore Zenen of Zillo Chaser, Tosa right now is assuming Chai, but he's going to come and ask the question in a moment. But he's going to get sidetracked, but his sidetrack is important for answering the question of Zenen of Zillo Chaser. Right. It's a very. I wonder about whether the organization of Tosfos, the steps, make a lot of sense the way it's presented. But I do understand the way it's presented. In other words, he hasn't yet raised the question of Zenen of Zelo Chaser should be Pater, but first he wants to establish, lay the groundwork for how he's going to explain why this Zenen of Zelo Chaser is really a Chaser. Okay, so Tosfos now continues, says V'im Tomar, but the whole premise is the Gemara is wrong. The whole premise of the Gemara is wrong, that when you put it into, if you push it further down in the throat, that it's totally inedible now. It's wrong. It's wrong. In other words, there are three places in the throat. Matzi ladure, matzi ladure de'achak, lo matzi ladure. So lo matzi ladure is not ba'olam. But the first two, why should there be, you think it's really any more ma'os because I push it a little farther down the throat? What, another you know, micro ounce of saliva that's on it? Really, what, that makes a difference? So Tosa says, after all, Armina and Perik by Amamakasha, Gabe Tuma Blua, the Lomitam and Lobishim, the Lochazia, then he the Bafan of Lochazia, Shalabafan of Mechsechazia. The Gemara Kulin implies that even when you swallow the food before it starts to digest, it's edible, just it's disgusting if the person knows it was swallowed, but if somebody didn't, if you wash it off and the other person doesn't know it was in somebody's stomach, it's perfectly edible. So how can you say at this point, he should be chayiv for the gazelle? He shouldn't just be chayiv. How can we say, in other words, he should be chayav legamer and the gezel before it goes down, because he could have forced it out, and he would have been chayav, and because he could have done that and restored it to the ba'ilim, bishle musa, therefore it really is not damaged, therefore he's chayav on the gezel before he swallows, if the Gemara Chulin is correct. So Tosa says, cleverly, it's a very big ukimta. V'yesh lomar, kigon de meikara, lo hava bekim sheva pruta, omat yoser, atash niskal kluksas, eno sheva pruta. Very, it's a tremendous ukimta. Tosfos is saying like this, you're right. Based upon the Gemara Chulin, you could have spit it back out, and there would have been it would have been roi to eat. Except one little catch. We're dealing with a case of a piece of truma that is only worth a pruta to start with. Even though the Gemara Chulin says it's chazia, it's not worth the same thing it was before. It's worth a little less. So now if you spit it back out, what would you have? Pachos mishava pruta. So what? By not spitting it back out, what are you stealing from the Bailam? Pachas mishava pruta. If you steal pachas mishava pruta, you don't have to pay. And because of that, you're not chayiv on the stealing of the pachas mishava pruta. You're not chayiv on the failing to regurgitate, even though it's edible. What you're chayiv for is only on the hana.
Are you chayiv on hana?
Shua, what?
Yeah, we said the same thing. Are you chayiv? You're chayiv on hana on less than a shava pruta.
How could the food be something that's not shava pruta? Create hana more than a
shavapruta. What does he say? That's a good question.
That it's like, in respect to the person, it is a shavapruta, like the swallower.
Ah, correct. That makes sense. That's good, actually.
When the Hanazgaron starts when it's a Shavapruta.
Right. That actually makes a lot of sense. In other words, I am Nene Bishavapruta, but what I stole, in this case, I didn't steal the object. My act of theft takes place now by not returning it, but what I would be returning to you is less than a Shavapruta. That's good. Very good. Shkoyach. Good question, and that's, I think that answer is a reasonable answer. Now Tosa says, and this is a big chiddush, going to the heart of your comment, Shua, Vafilu Ezenen Vezelo Chaser Pater. Ah, well, what happens if Zenen Vezelo Chaser is Pater? So at the end of the day, okay, very nice. So I'm Pater for not regurgitating it because it would have been less than a Shavapruta. But I'm Chayiv on the Hanah because I did get a Hanah Shavapruta from you. But the bottom line is, since you don't actually lose anything, why? Because you've lost less than a Shavapruta, therefore, I should be Pater. And since we do Paskin that way, Zenan is Lachase Pater. So Tosas Mikom Akom, Kevan Deshavin Kol Shehu, Oz Mechayev Bekol. Kedamrinan Hasam, Mishim de Amarle, At Gramtli Hekefa Yiserta, Mechayev Bechol Hana, Omishim Shachurisa de Ashita, Mechayev Lechule Alma, Bakol. So Tosas claims that once it's worth something, and this, I mean, maybe this is the answer, once it's worth anything, even if it's less than a Shavapruta, and I'm Nene from it, you can now be Megalgel the entire Hana upon me. In other words, Zen Nene Vizel Lo Chaser. In this case, it's Lo Chaser because it's less than a Shavapruta. Nonetheless, because I am being Nene from it, now we can place the entire costs of the Hana on you. The Hana, which is a Shavapruta, as
why,
they claim.
Why do you have to say that? At this point,
but still, in order to have to pay, Bakol has to be a pruta, otherwise it wouldn't be anything to talk about.
From the original,
you can't be chayev on the original on the full value, but nobody's saying that.
It's Bakol.
No, Bakol in that case, Bakol means in the entire Hana that you got, which is a Shavapruta. You can't be chayiv on the object itself. The object was already damaged goods. You didn't do anything. How can you be chayiv on that? In the case of Zenen Avizel Chaser, when you are chaser a little bit at the end, we make you pay the entire thing. Right? In other words, for a tiny, tiny chisaron, we'll make you pay full rent, the full hana. In other words, when I live in your chaser without permission, and this. The new chaser, there's a tiny amount of damage to the walls, and the charcoal buildup, and that damage is $1. Okay, but the rental value of the chatzar was $20. Once I'm mechase you even the dollar, and maybe even less than a shavapruta for less than that, I'm now chayiv in the full $20. In this case, once I'm mechase you a kol shehu, even less than a shavapruta, the entire hana which I got, which as they all point out correctly, has to be at least a pruta, otherwise it would be no chiyav hashava. So we don't say that because what I was mechase you, that I only have to pay the chisaron. Once I'm a chasu anything, I have to pay you the full hana. Not the full value of the object, the full hana. Okay? So that's the way Tosus explains, gets around the problem of Zenene Vizelo Chaser being Pater. But the Ritzbah has a totally different approach. It's a difficult, it solves one problem, but it creates another major problem. But the Ritzbah understand is crucial because it's a totally different Mahalach in the Gemara from Rashi and Tosus. Rashi and Tosus both said, what is the Chiddush? What's the novel part of Lomatzi Ladure El Ayyadeh Adchat that's solving problems? What problem is it solving? It's solving on the problem why he, if you could be Mahander at Ayyadeh Adchat, why isn't he the Gazlan? So Rashi and Tosus' answer is because at that point it's Ma'us, so there's nothing to return to the Bailam. As Tosus says, it's less than a Shavapruta. So now the Ritzbah says, no. Ritzbah perish de Maya field from the Lomisi. Now it's a case where it's not Ma'us. So now the question is, why doesn't he spit it back out? So, and like I said, when is he chayiv? In the Havamina, in the Matzilah Dure, in the Havamina of the Gemara, when did he become chayiv? we discussed this at length at the beginning of Shir. When was the Shas Eschaivus of Mammon if Matzilad Dure Lagamre?
As soon as you put it in your mouth.
No.
When he made the decision to keep going.
When he moved it, we said from Matzilad Dure to Matzilad Dure De'atcha. So the Ritzbah says that kasha remains intact. In other words, Matzi Ladure Lagamre, you're high fully. But if he puts it in Matzi Ladure Eide Hadchak, so even though you could spit it out, and therefore that should be the time of this chayvus, he says, nonetheless, the chayvan de tachav la beis ablia ubala venena miyad chashiv boin ka'achas. Apopi she'ena ke'echad mamish, and he brings a raya from the Gemara Yevamos, which we don't need to talk about right now, about cutting. Somehow it is where you cut something off, and shortly thereafter, you know, almost immediately, you become tame. Even though the tumah slightly precedes the becoming of amum, it's really like one action, it's one thing. So that's what the response says. It's okay. Once it's in the position of only matzeh adur adret chak, then it's like one action with the with the actual swallowing. Us is thus. What do you mean? If you can spit it out, I don't care. Tell me something. And when I put it in my throat a micro millimeter further where it's not like the chak, where it's easy, that's not one action? It's the blink of an eye. It's the blink of an eye. So what is the Ritzbah talking about?
Well, can you say it could be the idea that chak means it's somewhat unnatural to spit, it's somewhat unnatural to spit up, and without it, it's, and before then, it's everyone does it. Everyone spits up their food.
So that's one possibility. There is another possibility. There is another possibility, which is going back to what we suggested before, that there are three stages: matzilat durei, ayideh chak, and lo matzilat durei. In order to be chayev, it's not a kinyan chatzer. Although he seemed, the Ritzbah seemed to think kinyan chatzer did work here, right? In the earlier discussion, it's not mitzad kinyan chatzer. It's mitzad you do something. However, if it's already matzilat durei only ayideh chak, when you do something, what's the next stage?
Well, damre.
E-eshaladure, which is synonymous with blia, right? Because it's automatic. It's the beginning of the blia action. And therefore, if your next step is to move it from matziladure to matziladure ideat chak, from matziladure ideat chak to e-eshaladure, that's the time that you chayv, and that's the time that you chayv mis as well. Even though the blia has to still happen, that's considered one action. Because otherwise, if you don't say something like that, then I don't understand. You could make the same argument by Matzilat Durei. It's already in the Beis Ablia. It's all one action. The answer is no. Because when it's Adayin in the Beis Ablia, you have to first move it to the step, and it's Matzilat Durei, you have to move it to Matzilat Durei Dehat Chak. Right? At that point, you'd be Koned, but you haven't violated the Averi yet, Misa, because you can still spit it back out. But if you move it from, and therefore the mammon and the misa don't come at the same time. But if you move it from matzilat durei atchayat chak only to e'ef shel adurei, then the time of this chayvus is when you moved it to e'ef shel adurei, and that's when you chayv misa as well. You're not chayv technically until it lands in the stomach. But if that's what he means, that in other words, it's the asu bahadei hadadi. It's like in asu bahadadi because the tchias bliya and the self bliya are one process. I think that's what the Ritzbah means. The Ritvah, I see I'm going to run out of time, but the Ritvah says something very interesting in the last part, the V'yesh Mefarshim. Anybody want to read it for me? What? What I just said before?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't think, is this in Rashi
though? What? No.
Rashi isn't
saying it. No, not at all. It's not Rashi. Rashi, like Tosfos said, that when it's matzilat durei only de'at chak, it's maos already. The Ritzbah says, no, it's not maos. Their argument was that once it's maos there and you didn't do it, the only chayvus of mamon is the hanoas me'ayim in garum.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's simultaneous for the misa. The Ritzbah is saying, no, that it's not maos. But because it's so close to the blia, it's considered at the same time. In other words, matzi ladurei legamre, that's a separate time from the blia. But matzi ladurei del chak, that's the same time as the blia. So I was asking, why would you want to say this?
Yeah.
Because he gets around the whole problem of probably of Zenen of Zel Chaser, number one. And number two, you don't have to come up with this huge chiddush that when it's Matzah Dira Dechachach, it's Ma'us. And you get around the other kash also. The Gemara in Chulin said even if you're Boleat, it's Roy. Certainly the difference between Matzah Dira and Matzah Dira Dechachach, one is so much more Ma'us than the other. It's a very strange distinction. So both of those, I think, present issues. Yes, Danny?
Just to clarify, the ritzvah is then holding that that there is a key of the zeal on the guy who's swallowing and that it's not an issue or not.
Correct. Correct. He would be saying that when you choose to swallow it, you could have spit it out, it would have been perfectly right for the Balaam, you're chayev as the Goslem, but it happens at the same time as the Misa. Absolutely. So the only question is, why would that be different than even if Batsi Ladure Lagamre? What's that though, right? There's no difference in Mius Kite, right? There's no, it's all one action. It's one continuum. So why the distinction? So my suggestion was that because there are three stages, maybe this is what he means, from Matzi Ladure Lagamre, when you move it to Matzi Ladure Deatcha, it's still returnable, and because you performed an action, you're chayiv on that action, and then from there, when it next step, when it goes to Lo Matzi Ladure in the Bliya, that's a new step. Whereas if it already is starting out in a place where it's only Matzi Ladure Deatcha, the next stage is Lo Matzi Ladure. And you're only chayiv when you do a maisa, and that's your maisa. But that maisa is also what's b'chayiv in the misa. Because when you put it in the position of lo matzi ladure, that's when you become chayiv misa. But even though it hasn't gotten to the stomach yet, because it has to go down to the stomach. That's what I think the ritzbah means. He doesn't spell, because otherwise you're left with the kasha. Then why is there a difference between ladure, de'adchak, and ladure? It's all one action.
Well, as you're saying, the distinction of ayin and dechak, the chiddush is, is even further down. So now we're going to consider it all an action. I mean, it's a very
On what basis do you make the distinction? On what basis? It's arbitrary.
Maybe, but I think that I think he's okay with that. I think he's something Gemara is saying. There is a stage where we can consider it the same thing.
Okay, it's possible, but I would love to have it. It does seem arbitrary. Okay. What did the Ritva say? Anybody have the Ritva? Many of you had your fat. What's that? Okay, sure, read it. The Yesh Mefarshim, just the end. So you think he's going to quote the Ritzbah, but he says, Afilu hachi. So, one second, because it's Al Yedei Tzar and Dachak.
If it's too much for you,
no, but
I have a better question. If you're potter on the Gezza, why aren't you potter on the Misa also?
If it's too much for you, Misa you still deserve. You can steal anything you want.
Zayla okay. Is really hard. It's much like Misa.
So I'm going to give you an assignment over Yantiv, which is to think about why should it be that Gezel and Misa should be different here. That's the really problem. Forget your line, okay? You know.
That was okay with you. You're like, yeah, if Gezel's too hard, of course you can steal. Like, if it's getting too hard, then yeah, steal.
Look, no. My answer, I have an answer to the question, will answer your question as well. But even without getting into that question, why are you Chayav and Misa and Potter on the Gezel? I would assume they would have the same din.
Well, don't you think that this is about...
No, this? You agree? It is odd. It should have the same din.
Don't you think that this is the case about Onis? He's adopting the Ritzvah's...
Why would they have the same din?
I had assumed that if you are performing the act, and remember, you are performing the act with intent, then you are performing the act with intent. If we say that this is too much, this person is honest because it's too much to expect them to regurgitate it at that point.
When it comes to the idea of returning an item that is like something that you just swallow, in terms of returning an item to a fellow that is a certain amount, I can understand gazela, not gazela, for such a small amount. But it's talking about whether you're going to be high at Yisvei Shemayim because you're going to continue swallowing. I think it's upon every person to go have a little bit of tsar and not do something that you're going to be high at Misa for.
So that's an interesting. So I want to highlight. No, but the point is, you you're now justifying the gezel part, right? You seem fine with it. I want to explore why that is. I think there's a reason. It's a very basic yisod mamonos, but you have to wait till after yantiv. Mati?
Can I guess?
Go ahead. You one guess, and then I wanted to very, very briefly talk about something.
You know that star is a monetary repayment for some things. If you inflict star on someone, it's to pay back. So maybe inflicting star upon yourself is a monetary chiyuv you don't have to put on yourself. They, like, cancel the
I don't think so. We'll talk about it then.